This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hiya, it's Fully Charged Recharged.
Good morning.
We were just chatting there to Michaela Hayes, and Dave just always takes Michaela Hayes off. She's on here on Spin after us every morning. Michaela's great crack.
I love her so much.
She loves a good slagging so much. But we were talking about the fact that I'm sharing a bed with Michaela at the Radio Awards on Friday night. And I've often shared a bed with Michaela at different things. I still can't get over what he did. Go on.
I just said if Michaela was to snore, I think it would be like this. Oh my God. Oh my God.
She's gonna love.
I love Michaela, like, honestly, with all my heart. That girl is the best sport ever. She's such good crack.
Michaela means like a lot to me, but she loves a good piss taking and she loves people slagging her.
Yeah, she does.
And she's well able to give it back
as well.
She
is well able for it. Yeah. I just think she's great. Like, not many people are as good as Michaela at like taking it. Like, I'm not as good at Michaela.
I'd be like, sorry, I'd go home like worrying about these things.
Honestly.
Is that who I am? Michaela knows that we don't actually think she's
not at all.
Anyone. Oh my God.
I honestly don't think I can take a slagging as much as Michaela can.
No, she's
impressive. Okay. It's a good way to be, isn't it? Like to be able to laugh at yourself is a fantastic way to be.
No, there's being able to laugh at yourself, but I think we can all laugh at ourselves. But if I was getting slagged as ruthlessly as Michaela does,
yeah,
I think I'd probably not be able to handle it.
What would you slag me about? If there was no boundaries, what would you slag me about?
If there was no boundaries, what would I slag you about?
No boundaries. Come on, I'm going to laugh at myself here.
That you can be hot and cold.
I can be very hot and cold. Mm. How would you work that in a slag? Come on, you're doing a Michaela line.
God, you wouldn't know if you're boiling the spuds or opening the freezer. That shit wasn't.
No, it's all right. It's not bad. It's not bad.
Okay, what way would I snore?
Oh, I can't tell you what way you'd snore.
Why?
No, I just can't because you'd get too self conscious.
Oh, fuck off! I did it. Tell me.
No, it's more like.
Horrible laugh. Oh my God. There's nothing worse than like when you first realize as a radio presenter, you listen back to yourself laughing that you have a shit laugh.
Oh, no.
And then you're like,
you don't have a shit laugh. It just gets really intense sometimes. it's like Justin Bieber, that clip in Justin Bieber did where he was like interviewing some girl and the girl was like, and he's like, I like that laugh. I must show you.
Only going out with Jack about 2 weeks and at random, he just goes.
No, he didn't.
And I was like, "Fuck it." Like, that's when I know I've really made you laugh.
I love it
when that dirty laugh comes out.
That's
he's like,
funny.
That's when I know I actually got you. And it's like,
oh, he wasn't slagging you; he was actually doing it.
No, he was fucking slagging me, and then I was like, "Jack!" And he was like, "That's when I know I really got you going."
Love it.
Oh God.
Anyway, see you later.
Great laugh.
Thank you.
I'm actually quite jealous of that. Like, let's, like, go on. It makes me want to laugh. Go on,
but,
do it again.
You know, I can't do it on. It's not a fake laugh. It's a real laugh. But you see, the thing is, I laugh at everything. I fucking love to laugh.
I know.
It's my favorite thing in the world.
Like,
I love
giggling.
Going to comedy gigs. I love watching comedy films. It's my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah.
So I just surround myself with funny people.
I just want to apologize if my laugh's offended you. See,
this is exactly what I'm saying.
See, this is my problem.
Get up. Good morning.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashling in the morning.
3, 2, 1.
Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, good morning. Good morning to you. Let's do it all again, shall we?
The final day of September.
Is it?
30 days has September, yep.
Oh my God.
We're into October tomorrow.
That went quick.
Hey, what's going on? We both have spots.
I know, it's grim, isn't it?
Man.
I feel like a teenager again.
Yeah, so do I. You have a spot in pretty much the exact same place I do, just under my eyebrow.
Just, yeah, mine's like right there, but on the very, very side of my nose, beside my eye.
Not great for the rumours.
I wasn't
shifting,
not great.
Yeah?
No, we weren't.
We didn't pass on any germs.
But we don't look great. Thank God we work in radio.
Yeah, what's that? What's going on there?
No idea.
What do you think your reason for it is?
I'd imagine it's just unhealthiness.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Yours? Period.
PMS, yeah.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah. I'm like a teenager when it comes to that, apparently. I always get my once a month.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You only get one spot, though.
I normally get one a month, yeah. Normally would break skin on the chin. At random, the middle of a cheek. Sometimes the forehead.
Okay.
You just never know where you're going to get it. It's kind of
a surprise. Keep on your toes. Yeah.
But I got a double this month, yeah.
Right, okay.
I actually looked in the mirror last night being like, when are these hormones going to chill out? Like, yeah. I am 31 years of age.
My God.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's insane.
I'm kind of thinking, is it punishment?
Or is it a sign?
It's a punishment for being a woman, yeah.
Yeah, it's a punishment that your period is going to be even worse this month.
Oh, well, I didn't need that. Honestly,
welcome
I
to Monday.
Didn't need that today. Hit music
now. Spins fully charged. Recharged.
Chaperones, Hot to Go on Spin, your number one hit music station. Morning.
Morning.
Billie Eilish back out on tour again. The Hit Me Hard and Soft tour underway as of last night, I believe.
Is she all right?
What do you mean, is she all right?
She's been very filthy lately.
The Hit Me Hard and Soft tour.
You just said that as if it's nothing.
Hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Say that slowly.
No.
Exactly.
Okay, she is working with Google Maps. And that's why I want to talk about Billie Eilish this morning, not because of the Hit Me Hard and Soft tour, okay?
Right, okay. She's saying it faster now. The Hit Me Hard and Soft tour.
Yeah, she's working with Google Maps. And honestly, I was excited when I read this because I said, what do you mean? Do we get to pick her as our emoticon instead of the arrow or the car? Will she be a voice of Google Maps?
I like very the thought of just saying, being Billie Eilish's face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the next junction, turn right to stay on Barton Road or whatever, in a much better way, you know what I mean?
Yeah, in a Billie Eilish way.
In a Billie Eilish way.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, i.e. speaking very, very softly, lots of ASMR. No, she's doing this because she wants to help fans make more sustainable choices when they're making their way to her gigs, right?
Okay.
She said, thanks to Google Maps, everyone will have easy access to resources that will help you make great sustainable choices when you come to my shows. So she has a couple of tips on there, including her plant-based favourite restaurants that are around the area when you're on your way to your tour. A great little dig out for these restaurants if they're popping up.
Yeah.
So if you're grabbing a bite before the show, she's sharing local plant-based eateries in various tour cities. And all you do is search for one of these cities in Maps and scroll down. You can find like Billie's list of places to go.
That's cool. I'm sure she's never, ever been there.
Of course not. No, her team have been like, that looks plant-based. That looks eco. Yeah, put on the list.
Exactly.
Also, it's promoting you taking public transport. So when you get directions, you can easily choose. You could kind of do this already, can't you? They offer you many travel options when you put in a location on Google Maps, walking or cycling. But if you're looking in the likes of Berlin or LA or Paris or Dublin or whatever, Google Maps will automatically suggest walking or public transport.
Yeah, that's good.
And then obviously Google Maps are promoting their fuel efficient routes. They've been doing that for a while, that you can travel here in X amount of time or you can take it a little bit longer because it's more efficient.
I don't understand that, but yeah, it's the little leaf option, isn't it?
It is the leaf option, yeah. And obviously I presume that's at the crux of it, why they're teaming up. But I was thinking of other celebrities and why they might work. I think Google Maps and Billie, a bit random from a sustainable point of view, it works.
I didn't even know she was that sustainable. Although, to be fair, she probably is with the clothes and things like that. Like she wears kind of vintage clothes, but from like charity shops and things
she
like
would
that.
Do,
so
yeah.
She is quite she is quite eco-friendly.
I think that owl on Duolingo is scary, but not scary enough. And one celebrity who scares the bejesus out of me and I would be doing my homework is J-Lo.
J-Lo scares
you? I don't want to get on the wrong side of her. When she's angry, she looks angry. And I think that her kind of starting on me to... And I think it needs to go beyond just being an emoji. I think that the emoji at all times has the right to shout at you for not using it.
Yeah, I like this. Especially if you're learning Spanish on Duolingo.
True that, yeah. She speaks fluent Spanish.
Yeah.
Cardi B, I think she should be the voice of the Klarna app.
Klarna?
Are you aware of the Klarna app?
No, what's that?
The Klarna app is becoming more and more popular. It's basically a way that, say, for example, you do an online purchase on ASOS.
Oh,
or
yeah,
wherever,
and you can split it up.
You can split the payments over a few payments, but it kind of reminds you every now and again, you owe us a few bob there now, Em.
Yeah.
A few days. And I think, exactly, and I think her track Money could be the sound of that.
Very
app.
Good.
Charlie XCX, I reckon she could be associated with the Dublin Bus app because it could kind of be like, guess, it could be the promo song. You could take a wild guess at when the bus
is going to arrive.
Or at all.
The bus drivers are all brats, huh?
Yeah, they're all crazy. You could also have Rihanna as the face and voice of LinkedIn because she's a bit of a business bitch.
Yeah, she
and
is.
She's quite inspiring that way. Chaperone and Just Eat. I ordered a McDonald's the other night with my niece. It arrived freezing cold.
Nice.
So it could be like, hot to go, hot on arrival.
Yeah.
Good little PR move from both sides.
Very
perhaps.
Good.
And that's kind of where I'm at with them. A lot of potential there for celebs and the team ups with the L apps. And Just Eat are working with pretty much everyone, so why not?
I like it. These are good ideas.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Paul Russell's Little Boo Thang and your number one hit music station. It's Spin. Welcome.
Good morning. This is a bit of me. So far on the show, we've done Cat Corner, where we talk about cats a lot. We've done John Corner, where there was three stories about a John.
Yeah.
We've done Toilet Corner, which I presume was you.
I think it was a lot of toilet stories about toilets, yeah?
Yeah.
Sounds like something I'd be interested in.
Well, welcome to Football Corner.
Oh, yay.
Okay, will Eric Ten Hag be fired later today? Will he last until Christmas? For more details on that, go elsewhere because I'm not ready to talk about it yet.
Yeah.
What I am ready to talk about, though, is other teams, other countries and tournaments. First up, let's talk about the 2026 World Cup.
Okay. Right?
It's going to be held in America, Mexico and Canada.
Cool.
Okay. Specifically the final I want to talk about because it's going to be held in the MetLife Stadium in New York City. They want to do a halftime show because of course they do.
That's the NFL.
That's what I'm saying. They're trying to do like a Super Bowl halftime show. Mm. They're like, oh, let's bring it to soccer. They probably never even heard of a halftime show. We can show them how it's done. Mm. And we're like, no, we heard it. We don't want it though.
Halftime is when we run out and make our tea or run to the bar.
Yeah. Like, or just like watch the pundits talk about what they think of the match.
Do you know what I mean? Chat to your mates. See what Twitter's saying about the game.
I want to hear what Roy Keane thinks. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They couldn't just leave football alone. It's the World Cup final. We don't need a halftime show, in my opinion. It's exciting enough. I don't know if they use a halftime show, the Super Bowl, because they're like, right, keep them entertained quick.
Yeah.
But we don't really need that. Do you know what I mean? They'll probably, like at halftime, do a draw for one of the fans to come down and take a goal against Pickford or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
It's just going to turn into the NFL and it's going to turn into the NBA and things like that. I don't, but look, I don't know. Is that, as long as they get someone good.
If it's someone good now, I'd be very easily swayed.
Yeah, but again, I think it's just welcome to the World Cup halftime show. I've no interest in that.
Sponsored by Pepsi.
Exactly. Anyway. It'll probably only be for that year because they're Americans and they need to be entertained. Speaking of entertaining, I have a second story for Football Corner and it's a great start, right? A poll has found that West Ham United fans eat more kebabs than any other supporter in the Premier League.
Go on, lads.
I love this.
Why not?
I love this so much. Almost a quarter of Hammers fans, which is 23%, said that they get through at least one kebab on a typical match day. But Southampton and Chelsea fans eat the least, with just 9% of fans saying they munch one on match day. Southampton, I don't know why. Chelsea, I'd imagine, are too posh to eat a kebab.
Is it specifically a study about kebabs or general fast food? I'd be interested in
just about kebabs. Yeah. So Brentford fans are the second most likely to eat a kebab on match day, so 20% of them doing so, followed by Ipswich and Nottingham Forest fans in joint third place on 18%. Nottingham Forest being the team for producer Callum. Bad news for their fans' mammies.
Oh.
Right? Because I have another story for Football Corner. Researchers have studied fans of each Premier League team and analysed just how rude they all are.
Oh.
How much offensive language is used by scrolling through social media and fan forums. And there we go. We officially have the worst fans. It's Nottingham Forest fans.
Oh, no.
Well, yeah. Listen, Callum is a scumbag.
He's such an ultra. Yeah. The study found that over every 1,000 words used by fans of the team, 98 of them were bad words. That's 9.8% of all words out of 1,000 words.
Sure, Callum is, he's always using aliases online.
Yeah.
I have all my burner accounts flagging off the team. Oh, they didn't win this week.
That's why you've loads of phones.
Yeah.
So the top five, we go fifth place is Newcastle United. That's 6.9% of every words that out of 1,000 words, 6.9% of them are really bad. Yeah. Crystal Palace with 7.2, West Ham United 7.9, and they love kebabs. Chelsea 8.4, they don't love kebabs though, and Forest with 9.8%.
At least we're top of the league on something.
Yeah, very true. So yeah, there we go. I enjoyed Football Corner.
I do too.
I think you would as well.
I'd like to learn more about.
It wasn't too tactical or anything, was it for you?
I know a lot now about Callum's character. I've learned.
Kind of loves kebabs and swears like a sailor.
Exactly. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Gracie Abrams and I Love You, I'm Sorry on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. We discovered this morning in the early hours while looking through bits online that Gracie Abrams also has a song called I Miss You, I'm Sorry.
And it's a different song.
It's a completely different song.
It's not like just a mistake on the website.
It must be her thing that she does these da-da-da, I'm sorry.
Right.
So I need to deep dive on that later.
What are some other ones? I see you. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I smell you. I'm sorry.
I hate you. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. That's another
one. That could be good. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
I'm ambivalent towards you. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. This is a little PSA to not be like me when you're stressed. My little niece was staying over the weekend, right? And she said to me, the problem in my house is we don't have an electric shower or we don't have an electric water system. So it's old school, like turn the water on and wait for it. And the tank isn't very big.
Old school, I was like, what have you got, a well? What's the story here?
And the tank isn't very big. So she said to me, I really want a bath. And I said, yeah, grand, that's fine. So I went to fill the bath. And sure, the warm water when I was filling it went so quickly that I was like, grand, I don't know. I presume a kettle full mixed in with this will sort it out, right?
Yeah.
So I brought up a kettle full, mixed it all in with my hand and was like, nah, this is no good.
Still cold.
7 kettle fulls later, the bath is more or less ready to like sit into or whatever.
Okay.
And I'm holding the kettle because I'm trying to like whoosh the water down and see if it's getting somewhere. And I just hold my hand under the boiling water.
No.
And I just scald my left hand.
Yeah.
To the point where it takes a few seconds for a burn to kick in.
Yeah.
You're like, what's happening? Anyway, so that was grand. Went to the pharmacy, got some cream for it. It was like, you know what it felt like? It felt like you'd really, really intensely dry skin in a snow blizzard.
Right, you know, okay.
It was like kind of wind was going through it and making it real spicy. Anyway, then my sister was with me on Saturday night and she said to me, can I have a hot water bottle? I'm a bit chilly. I said, yeah, no bother. You know where this is going. Filling her hot water bottle.
Oh, for God's sake.
A hot water bottle does this thing where it kind of burps.
Yeah.
You know, the hot water bottle kind of...
Is that not you've overfilled it, no?
No, it was like
just an air bubble.
And there was an air bubble and it kind of vomited the hot water bottle.
Oh, God.
Back all over the exact same hand, not 12 hours later than the first time.
Oh, my God.
And do you know why both things happened? Because I was stressed. Because I was like, this child, I was put myself under pressure because I was like, sure, the first kettle full of water in the bath has now gone lukewarm.
Yeah.
It's been so long since I put it in, running around.
I was kind of thinking when you were filling up the bath with the kettle, I was like, why didn't you just put the immersion on for like an hour?
It had been on, but it didn't, because the tank is so small, it wasn't filling the
right,
bath.
Right, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
But in order to fill it up with a kettle, I'd be like, that's like probably about 4 minutes per boil.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a very long process. It took about 90 minutes to get the child into the bath. And at that stage, the first 6 kettles were freezing. It was an absolute disaster of a time, and I had a scalded hand.
Oh my God, what a weekend.
And then to go back over it a second time, joy. It is 7:41. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin. Love this bit of energy for your Monday morning. It's Bless and Cameron Watson.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We're celebrating on the show this week. We're celebrating the launch of the show that everyone's talking about at the moment. We're on about The Penguin. You can stream it exclusively with a Now Entertainment membership. New episodes every Monday. I was actually on Now last night and I love when they do this, when it's like a big show. It kind of takes over
yes,
the whole...
Yes, I think that it's so exciting.
...home screen of Now.
The Penguin, it's a deep dive into the mind and backstory of one of the most iconic Batman villains. It's Colin Farrell. We're going to follow his transformation from unassuming crime boss into the Penguin, which
is
really, really cool.
A bit of you and then some.
It is, to be fair. I really, really like this. So to celebrate that release, we're giving you a chance to win the ultimate Gotham City experience with a stay for two at the 5-star Gotham Hotel in Manchester with flights from Dublin as well.
So 2 players each day and no one's going home empty-handed. So at least a 3-month Now Entertainment membership just for playing. And our 2 on to give this lash this morning are Sarah and Sabrina. We'll chat to you first, Sarah. How are you?
Good. On my way to work.
What do you do, Sarah?
I work in a primary school.
Oh, very good. Are you a teacher?
Oh, so do I.
An
SNA. An SNA, very good. Sabrina, what do you do in a primary school?
I'm a teacher.
Amazing. No, very cool. That's interesting.
The 2 teachers going head to head.
And are you both Batman fans? Are you both Penguin fans? What's going on?
Yes, I am.
You just want to go to Manchester, don't you?
Yeah.
That's fair enough.
Guys, here's how this is going to work, okay? We are exploring the Gotham Hotel, where you'll be staying if you win our end-of-week prize. And behind 9 of the hotel doors is the Penguin. Now, you want to avoid him. You don't want to meet him. But if you do find that winning door, you will win a 6-month Now Entertainment membership, and you'll go into the draw on Friday to win the trip to Manchester, all right?
Yeah, now, Sarah has the advantage here. She is on line 1, so she is going to go first. She could find the non-Penguin first and just win it without Sabrina even getting a go. So best of luck to the both of you. Sarah, do you want to start picking doors between 1 to 10?
Okay, 3.
Number 3.
I swear to God, I honestly called it.
That is so weird.
Sarah, congratulations. You found the right door. That's exactly what you needed.
No way.
I swear to God.
Ridiculous, that is. There's days that we could play a game like this and be sitting here for 20 minutes going, well, someone pick a right
door. But, like,
door.
Click another door there. Click number four, just so they know.
Okay, four.
I'm working on it.
See?
Working on it.
That's the penguin. Right. That's who you didn't want to find. Oh, my God. Anyway, congratulations, Sarah. You are in that draw on Friday to win that trip to Manchester. Sabrina, you're not going home empty-handed. We got a three-month Now entertainment membership just for you.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Well
done, Sarah.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
And also, Sarah's going home with that six-month Now entertainment membership as well.
Nice. So I should honestly be a Batman villain. I can obviously tell the future.
You must be. That was weird. That was actually quite strange.
That was quite weird.
Tomorrow on the show, we'll give you another chance to head away to Manchester. That two-night stay. A stay for two, at the five-star Gotham Hotel in Manchester. We'll give you another shot at that before 9:30 tomorrow morning here at Spin. This guy needs to make a few new tunes, doesn't he?
I totally agree. Mm.
Jack Harlow, Love It On Me, here at Spin. I think that is the most One Direction sounding song he has. It reminds me of their song Little Things.
Oh yeah, great tune, by the way.
It's Niall Horan and No Judgment on your number one hit music station at Spin. You know he's been ranked Ireland's third most attractive male celebrity?
Third,
yeah.
Oh.
Any ideas who might be ahead of him?
Paul Mescal.
Wow, well done, Tick. Yeah, he's at number one.
God, who else? Colin Farrell?
No, actually.
No.
Didn't make the cut.
Someone hot who's Irish.
Male. Come on.
Is it David Hammond?
Is it number nine?
You don't have to laugh that loud. In at number nine. I got no idea. Who's number two? Like, give me a clue.
Okay, Paul Mescal's at number one. Hosier's at two.
Hosier, of course, yeah. Hosier.
Your man, Aidan Turner, the guy from The Hobbit, came in at number four.
Okay, right, interesting.
Donald Gleeson's at five.
I can kind of see that, yeah.
I can totally see that. But no sign of our Barry Keoghan.
Interesting.
No sign of Andrew Scott. And no sign of our Aisling Bonner's favourite, Cillian Murphy.
Ah, who made this list?
I know, they're all jokes.
Ah, for God's sake, that's ridiculous.
I mean, there really isn't a David Hammond in there.
Yeah, spot on with the Paul Mescal, though.
Yeah,
he's stunning.
I just want to wake up. Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, David, Aisling. I think it's great. Spins Fully Charged is on.
Good morning. We're back on the Monday buzz.
What's going on?
How are we?
The thing about doing a breakfast show on the radio, I never thought I'd ever do this ever. But I'm going to talk about my dreams from last night.
Ah, Dave!
I know it's so boring.
We're not allowed to talk about dreams.
It's so boring. I'm totally with you, right?
There's nothing worse
than waking up with like a girlfriend or something and just be like, well, I had a dream that you were a rhinoceros, but it wasn't really you. And we were in this house, but it wasn't really this house. There's nothing more boring, I understand. And producer Callum, I'm sorry.
Every now and then I have an existential crisis where I don't dream. I can never remember what happened in my sleep.
Oh, really?
I'd have no stories ever. I'd be a terrible radio
person. You would be.
I would never be able to talk about my dreams.
Well, you see, this is the thing that what happened last night, I felt like you'd enjoy because it was about Jamie and Shireen.
Oh, brilliant.
They are live on Spin every night from 7 o'clock. You can join them tonight for a bit of crack. But I had a dream about them last night. I had a dream that they were live on Instagram and they were like, someone tried to burgle the studio, so we caught him. And Jamie, God love him, wrapped him around in toilet roll. And
then the burglar.
The burglar.
Brilliant.
And he was like, so we couldn't move. And then the burglar was like, can I go to the bathroom? And Jamie, being the lovely fella that he is, was like, of course. And let him go to the bathroom and then wash his hands and wash the tissue that he tied him up with.
Yeah.
And got basically the tissue got all soft and the robber took the tissue off. And I had to go to the studio to stop the robber because they were all on Instagram Live being like, it's not mad that we stopped a robber. He's gone to the bathroom now. And they were like, God, he's been in there for a while. And I was watching this while running to the studio, watching this live on Instagram, being like, for God's sake, Jamie and Shireen, you can't leave them to do anything. And so I went and I stopped the robber from robbing elsewhere.
God, he's okay. Number one, you are a hero. And two, they'd be delighted for something like that to happen. Bit of content for the
show. They would be, to be fair.
Do you think toilet paper is enough to restrain someone?
Not.
No, definitely not.
The logic there doesn't make any sense anyway.
Unless it's a mummy, no, there's nothing like that. Yeah. But yeah, which was really, the really weird thing was the robber was on the way to Jennifer Coolidge's house. And if you don't know who Jennifer Coolidge is, she's Stifler's mom and she's in The White Lotus and she's the one who's like, you look like $1 million.
So the robber was on the way to Jennifer's house?
Yes.
Oh, now it all makes sense.
Thank you.
I must update you on the kids' rave.
Please.
Okay, so last week on the show, I was telling you that my niece Florence, who lives in Waterford, was coming up to stay with me in Dublin for the weekend. And I had a few bits booked into the calendar to do with her across the weekend to try and make it fun.
She loves coming to Dublin. She loves coming to see you, doesn't she?
Loves it. Yeah, so she came up on Friday, met her halfway. And across the weekend, I had kind of an itinerary.
Where is halfway between Waterford and Dublin?
We met in Carlow at Junction 5.
Carlow.
Yeah, in a car park at a petrol station, did the switch. She brought two bags. One was a rucksack, I mean full to the brim of teddies. I counted 11.
Stop.
Yeah. And the others were just obviously a bit she needed for the weekend.
Norris just lets her do anything. If I was going on a one day breakaway and I was like, Mam, I want to bring 11 teddies, she'd be like, no.
Absolutely not. Happening. Yeah. So in my plans for the weekend was Friday, let's just do movies and chill because I was wrecked. Mm. Saturday, we would do zoo and kids rave.
Oh, did you go to the zoo?
And Sunday, we would go to the Explorium, which is in Sandyford. It's like a science
thing. I want to go to the Explorium so badly.
Oh my God, so cool. So Friday, I didn't get as far as Nace before turning into Smith's and doing the first time on the way back from Carlow.
Did you?
Yeah, got her a few bits in Smith's.
Oh my God.
Just to be like, I'm the coolest auntie in the world. I was like, there's a Smith's up here. We go in and she was like, what? Now? Not like tomorrow. And I was like, yeah, we just swing off here and pop into Smith's.
Oh my God, that is a cool feeling, I'd say.
I know it was. I was so cool. Then we got like McDonald's delivered. She was like, who's at the door? And I was like, the McDonald's person has the food. And she was like, what do you mean? We don't have to go? Anyway, Saturday morning, we got up, rocked around the zoo, as you do, which is cool. And after the zoo, all was going too well, to be honest. And the anticipation for this kids' rave at the Bernard Shaw had built quite a lot on this show. We were kind of chatting about it in the early stage of the show, so maybe this was new to you. But we were predicting the kind of songs we'd hear, the kind of boogieing that would happen.
Yeah.
I was fascinated by what might go on at the kids' rave. A guy, Mark, who listens to the show, found some EDA version of Kids' Nursery.
Oh, yes. Yeah, the Wheels on the Bus stuff.
Like, clap.
A banger.
I think this is the first thing that may have started to freak her out because I stupidly played that to her on the way to the zoo. I was like, Florence, isn't this class? And she was like, well, you turned that down.
Oh, God, no.
Then people were in touch with other great songs that might appear at the disco, like this really, self-empowering song from Snoop Doggy Dogg.
Affirmations are positive statements that help us to challenge and overcome. When you're not feeling good and have negative thoughts, so repeat after me. Come on, everyone.
I love it.
We're going to get little glow sticks. We're going to do the whole lot.
We got so many texts about playing that one song.
I know.
We've done a lot of great things on the show, but no, 12 seconds of Snoop has taken everything.
Yeah. So, we get back into the car after the zoo on the way down to the Bernard Shaw. Things were going too well.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to go.
Oh, no.
I felt like saying to her, I have to talk about this on the show, Florence. Do you know producer Callum? He's terrifying.
I told him we were going, so we're going.
Darren, do you realise how much content I've gotten out of this in the show last week? I got to talk about this on Monday. I was like, what do you mean you don't want to go? Have you not heard the Wheels on the Bus trap song? I was like, grand.
Oh, okay, God. She could go back, though, to all her friends in Waterford and say, I was in the Bernard Shaw over the weekend.
We had to have a real kind of pull inside of the road chat about it. I said, how serious are you? Do you think you'd enjoy it if we even popped in? She was like, I just want to go home and have a lie down. I'm so tired.
Oh, my God. She sounds like you.
She does, actually. Yeah. You'd know we're related. In fairness, I had walked about 11,000 steps in the zoo. So I said, this poor child is probably a bit exhausted. So we never made it to the kids' rave.
No.
I think I found a solution, though. I think I'm going to bring her to All Together Now next.
Yeah. One more time around the block. Let's go.
For this last?
Yeah.
Because we're never going to get it, really.
No, we're never going to get it.
Okay, cool. Everyone enjoy this for the last time on Fully Charged.
Ever on this show. And Finn.
And do you know if I'm going to go really rogue for the last time?
Affirmations are our positive statements that help us to challenge and overcome. When you're not feeling good and have negative thoughts, so repeat after me. Come on, everyone.
I'm so disappointed. I feel like I speak for everyone in Dublin when I say we all wanted to go to that rave.
I know. She let us all down.
We'll never know.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Lads, I have a hell of 2 days ahead of me.
Go on.
A hell of, like literally, I think 2 days. It's going to be just rough, rough, rough. You know, we have on Friday, we have these radio awards.
Yes, we do.
I was saying last week that I was just going to wear a suit that I have, a grey suit, but it's black tie. Mm. Anyway, Collar and Cuff Dublin got on to me and they said, well, just come to us and give you a suit. Right? And I was like, okay, fine. So I have to go and get like measurements done today, which I know sounds incredibly like, wow, that's not that bad. I hate getting dressed. I hate shopping for clothes. I hate everything to do with that kind of stuff. This is going to be hell for me.
Darren, you're being a sad case.
Do you know when they like, you know, you just have to and go in and try that one. Okay, and now try that one.
Oh,
and now try
right,
that one.
Yeah.
And now try that one.
And then you're really sweaty by the end of it.
Oh yeah. My God, I'm actually going to be so sweaty by
no,
the end of
that'll
it.
That'll actually be really nice because you'll come out and you'll actually have something that works on you rather than us gals taking a shot in the dark and buying something online and just hoping for the best on the day. You'll know that you're sorted.
I know,
by the end
but
of
it's
this.
Just the thought. Like, you just kind of want to just have it done without actually having to do
I
it.
I know, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Anyway, the reason why I'm not really looking forward to that is like I'm looking forward to seeing the suits and hopefully that'll be cool. And yeah, it'll be interesting. However, after I finish doing the suit shopping and get my measurements done, I have to drive to Drogheda to the dentist.
Ew!
I know.
Today?
Today.
Why?
I need to get them, do you know the metal bars at the back of your teeth, the permanent retainers?
Yeah.
I've had mine off for a couple of weeks now.
Weeks? Did it fall off?
Well, the bottom one fell off like 2 years ago. I rang them up and they were like, yeah, we don't do that anymore.
Oh, great.
And I was like, right, sound. I don't know who I was talking to because then the top one came off a couple of weeks ago and I rang up the dentist again. And I was like, do you do that? Do you still do it yet? And she was like, yeah, we've always done that. And I was like, okay, why did the last person say that you don't do that? So I have to go get that stuff put on to my mouth again. But the thing is, they always tell you to keep the bar. I don't know if you ever noticed, if you had these permanent retainers, if they fall off, they're like, do you have the bar? And you're like, yes, but why is that important? Because they're literally, it's a tiny little metal bar. That
totally.
It's like a little bit of wire.
It's funny, actually, when I was getting my Invisalign put on, for the first time in like 10 years, my bar was taken off.
Yeah.
I'm still not used to it. I still
do you still you have it off?
Put my tongue up to the back of my front teeth. It's still
and
so
did they get
strange.
Rid of the hard glue?
Yeah.
They
yeah,
did?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
See, I've had nothing but hard glue behind my teeth for the last like 4 weeks or whatever.
Again, and it'll be a positive outcome.
It will, yeah. At the end of the day, it will be. It's just the actual process is going to be a nightmare. Something that will, another thing that will be a positive outcome, hopefully, but an absolute nightmare to do is tomorrow. At 4:15, I have got the NCT.
Oh, Christ, on a bike. Okay,
oh
now
my
I'm
God.
Starting to get bored.
So do you understand? Bad 24 hours. Mm-hmm. Bad 2 days ahead. It's not looking good for me at all. I scrubbed that car on Saturday. I mean, scrubbed it. Not an inch of that car has not been hit with a wipe. It's the first time a car has ever been washed with a wipe.
My brother-in-law put his car through the NCT and it like failed a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, did you clean the car beforehand? Because famously it wouldn't be the cleanest. And he was like, nah. I was like, that's why you failed. The ignorance of you going up to the NCT in a car with the car not clean.
Dead right.
Oh, you have to have it absolutely spotless.
Spotless.
Yeah.
Spotless.
Smelling like Mr. Sheen bottle.
Yeah. I had to go in because I had clothes in the back of the boot.
Okay,
I was
like, it'll only annoy them, Dave.
Exactly. So I had to bring them to a clothes bank and the clothes bank was full. So I had to bring them to an SVP and I went in and I was like, I felt really like a saint. I went up and I was like, do you take donations? And they was like, yes, we do. I was like, wait till you see what I got for you. I got two bags full.
Right.
So I felt great about that.
Some people are rocking around in David Hammond's clothes.
Look. Exactly. Yeah. You're welcome. It's going to be an interesting
24 hours. The only thing about that is, right, and I know that you're dreading it, all the bits are done in one go.
I know.
There's nothing worse than going to the dentist next week. Then I have the doctor.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, that sounds my NCT.
The only problem is I feel like the NCT has been so far out of date. Like, I got booked it months ago that by the time I actually get the pass, it's going to be like, cool, it's next week again,
yes.
By the way.
See you in 3 months. Yeah. Let's do that all over again. Ah, listen, Godspeed. The suit will be cool, the teeth will be lovely, and the car, I don't know, man.
Hopefully it'll be all right.
Fingers crossed.
Exactly.
Here's Post Malone and Morgan Wallen. This is I Had Some Help on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. 8:23 now.
Spin. Fully charged. Recharged.
Okay, it is 8:26 and producer Colm says, all must be stopped as he has something to give us on this morning's show and I am nervous.
I hope it's not feedback.
Yes, right, we're going to do, Dave, why I didn't like you talking about the worst 24 hours and Emma, when you were talking about Florence, you could have been a lover. No, I'm joking. This landed on my desk this morning and I'm handing it over to Emma there.
What have we got?
Describe what's going on.
Oh, God. Okay, producer Callum has just handed me a big A4 envelope. And on the front of it, Dave, you can see here, is a lot of Red Bull branding, the two bulls and all the rest. And it says, Emma, Dave and Aisling, open after 8:30 a.m.
Okay.
That is so weird. And then underneath it says, get your runners on.
Right. No.
Emma, Dave and Aisling, open after 8:30 and get your runners on. Now,
so we can't open now because it's 27 minutes past 8. Is that...
So we can't do anything about that right now.
Oh, crap. Okay.
We're going to sit here and wait. So
do we just... Okay, everyone just be quiet and wait.
Quiet and wait. We'll begin.
Ah, come on!
Right. Can we open it? What's happening?
We'll open that at 8:30, okay? We'll be right back. There's a strange old atmosphere in the studio this morning because... In the last few minutes, if you were with us about 10 minutes ago, you will know that producer Callum just handed us an envelope. And on the front of it, it has all the Red Bull branding. And it says, Red Bull, Emma, Dave and Aisling, open after 8:30 a.m. Get your runners on. And
it doesn't seem to be filled with Red Bull. So I'm not I'm not massively on board.
It's a very skinny envelope. Doesn't look like there's cans of Red Bull in there. Not very heavy. It's time to open this envelope and see what the hell is going on, okay?
I'm excited.
Okay.
Come on. Please say we won something.
We didn't win anything.
Okay, great. It's a bill. I bet you it's a bill. It's always a bill.
No? Oh my God, wait. Okay, this sounds really cool.
Okay, go on.
Okay, here we go. This, Callum, don't tell us anything about this. Okay, this month on Spin, we're teaming up with Red Bull for the Mara Monstrava Challenge. So essentially what's going on here is it looks like they want everyone to get involved by running, walking or hiking 42.195 kilometres between the 30th of September, that's today, and the 27th of October. So essentially, hey, this is a marathon spread over a month and
right, 27 days
can get involved. Hey Dave, have a look at this.
Okay, so Spin are getting involved in the challenge too over the next month. We're all chipping in our bit for the team Spin to complete the Mara month. Head over to redbull.ie/maramonth or search for Red Bull Ireland in the Strava app.
So does this essentially mean we can all do a bit of a marathon and say that we're marathon runners?
Yeah. I'm totally doing that. I'm so putting that on my Instagram bio immediately. Marathon runner.
I'm a marathon runner. Yeah. And you only have to do a part of it.
Just never ask me to prove it.
So producer Callum, do all of the Spin team are doing this, yeah?
So basically, yeah, all of Spin are doing it. But the general idea is, say, me personally on my own Strava account would do a load of runs over the month,
yeah,
which would equate into a marathon.
Okay.
But in Spin, we're all chipping in. So you guys are doing it, Jamie and Shereen are doing it. Hey, even Steve K will be doing a bit of a run.
King.
What do you mean, even Steve K?
Yeah, I know, everybody.
Okay, Grant, so when does this start?
It starts now. So somebody has to leave the studio right now.
Can I go?
Yeah, you could do it. Definitely.
Right now, so I need to clock up as many kilometres as I can to kickstart this whole campaign for Spin.
I am actually excited to do this.
Pop over here, Dave. Sit over here.
So are you actually going to leave the studio now?
Can I go now?
You can do whatever you want.
Okay. Dave, hop over here.
Okay, I'm
the Strava app already. So I just go running around town now.
Yeah, so you've already joined. I've set up the Red Bull Maramonth account on your phone, so you're ready to go.
Okay, I'm going to start now. Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
So Emma's just off for a run.
What do I do?
Just, we'll do the show. Do you know what? Maybe we'll check in with Emma in a couple of minutes, see where she's got to.
This is the most bizarre thing ever.
Well, I could send you out if you want as well, but I know that you're more of a runner in the evening.
Yeah, I'm more of a runner in the gym. Not really.
You can do that as well.
Yeah, I will do that. This sounds really, really fun. All right, Emma's just literally left the studio. This is bizarre. It's just me in the studio for the minute. This is bizarre as hell. It's 8:45. This month on Spin, we're teaming up with Red Bull for the Maramonth Strava Challenge. They want to get you. They want to get involved by walking, running, or hiking 42.195 kilometres between the 30th of September, that's today, and the 27th of October, right? So it's a marathon spread over a month and made for runners of all levels to get involved, which is perfect because I'm the levels that they speak of where, you know, they don't actually have a level at all. So they want you to get involved in this and Spin Spin are getting involved in the challenge as well over the next month. We're all chipping in our little bit for Team Spin to complete the Mara month. We're all doing this. Is Emma, Dave and Aisling thing. This is Steve K thing. I think Jamie and Shireen are going to be doing it as well. Head over to redbull.ie/Mara month or search for Red Bull Ireland in the Strava app. Emma's on the phone. Emma, how's the running going?
Going actually really well.
Is it?
I'm pretty on it. But I haven't stopped running since I left, which has surprised me. And it is a fresh kind of drizzly morning. It's nice to be around town at this time.
I was going to ask, is it kind of perfect for like a run? Is it like a little bit of a shower in your face just to cool you down?
Yeah. It's like a little drizzle in the face, you know?
Perfect.
It's actually quite nice.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying being out with everyone.
That's good. Well, you got to come back at some point. Listen, this is interesting, right? Red Bull Mara Month Fitness Bundle, including a running jacket, running headphones, a water bottle and a case of new Red Bull Pink Sugar Free Edition is up for grabs. If you want that, all you got to do listening is WhatsApp us how far you think Emma's gone since she left the studio. In like kilometres. You know what I mean? That kind of a vibe. So WhatsApp us how far you think Emma has gone. 087 711 1038. How are you feeling, Em? You feeling fit? You feeling good?
Now I feel like I'm getting competitive because I didn't know this was a part of it. I'm going to speed it up a little bit.
Just so the texts are spot on. All right, I like it. Really, really cool fitness bundle on this. That running jacket, running headphones, water bottle and a case of new Red Bull Pink Sugar Free Edition.
Oh, it's really raining now.
How far you think Emma's gone? WhatsApp us 087 711 1038. At least you had to guess how far she's ran in the last however long she's been away, about 10 minutes or so. Hannah's on. How are you, Hannah?
I'm good, thank you.
What are you up to today?
I'm just in work.
What do you do?
I'm a landscape architect.
Oh, very nice. That's a cool job. I don't even know what you do, to be honest. A landscape architect. Are you making sure that places are okay to put a building there? Does that make sense?
I basically do everything outside the buildings. The architect does the building and I'm from the door out.
Okay, very cool. That's a really interesting job. Fair play. Basically, Emma's gone for a run. She's left me alone in studio, which is absolutely fine. But I want you to tell me how far you think she's gone in the amount of time that she has left the studio. What do you think?
1.2 kilometres.
I have texted Emma and asked her how far has she gotten, and it was 1.25 kilometres. You are basically really, really close. You're definitely the closest we have. Hannah, congratulations. You have won that fitness bundle, including a running jacket, running headphones, water bottle and a case of the new Red Bull Pink Sugar Free Edition. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great Monday being a landscape artist. Architect.
Thank you,
landscape architect. That one. That one sounds better. All right, good luck, Hannah. Bye. See ya. Right, Callum.
Yeah, you know I'm a stat man. I love a stat. So I can actually tell you that Emma was out of the studio for 8 minutes and 13 seconds when we rang her a couple of minutes ago.
Okay.
And clocked up 1.25. Now, I have to go through some of the other guesses as well. Bearing in mind, Emma was out the studio for 8 minutes.
Yeah.
So Louise said 2.7 kilometres.
Okay.
That's fast.
Yeah, fair.
Kelly has said 5 kilometres. That's speedy.
That's insane.
And Kira said 9 kilometres in 8 minutes. Now, I know that Emma can be fast, but she's no Usain Bolt. No. And I think she's just coming
she
in
is.
Right now. Emma, come and take
there,
a seat.
There you are.
How did you find that? That was only 8 minutes.
There's Sonia.
I really enjoyed that. Yeah, it was lovely. My step count's already flying it this morning. 2,500 steps done.
Oh, look at you.
Nice one.
Very
but isn't
good.
That great? Like, if you think about it, that was 8 minutes.
Of my time.
And
yeah.
That already put like 1.25 there.
So that's basically only have to do 40 kilometres. Great.
Fantastic.
But how easy. I was just thinking that, like, if you had a window at lunchtime for, like, you know the way sometimes you look at the clock going, I won't bother going doing anything now, say if you work in an office or whatever, because I have to be back at my desk in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Look what you can do in 10 minutes.
Yeah, fair.
You
right.
could, like, literally bang out. I've a few calories burned. It was lovely to just be out in the world, getting rained on.
Imagine just saying throughout the month of October, I just ran a whole marathon in my lunch break. That's what it could be.
Yeah. What did you do? Oh, I finished a marathon.
Yeah.
I love
what it. What it genuinely made me think about was that whole idea of, like, what's 5 minutes? Oh, what's the point? It's like, geez, you get a bit done in 5 minutes. Yeah. Just to get the heart rate up, you know?
Dead right. I like this. So we're going to continue doing this across the month.
Yeah, you'll
oh,
hear
yeah, Dave. You're up, pal.
I know.
You'll hear it across Spin as well.
See, I only run in the gym on a treadmill. And the problem is that my gym is getting new treadmills in.
Oh, guys.
So I just don't have a treadmill ready at the moment. But I will. I'm getting on this. I got the running runners on. The treadmill is in.
And again, this sounds like I'm being so like, you know, but genuinely, I'd never had the Strava app before. It's very accurate. Big fan. We'll keep in that one for other things as well, you know.
All right. We will keep you updated about how our Mara month is going.
Ready to go. It's showtime.
Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
Hello, hello, hello.
Good morning.
Oh, another Monday has rolled around.
Big stretch. And you know what? Were you scared of the dark as a kid by any chance?
No, not really. Darkness, not so much.
I know a lot of kids say, like my friends when we were kids, if you were having a sleepover, some of them might have a little nightlight or something like that.
Yeah.
Or in my house, we'd always leave the landing light on. And you'd leave, like, when you were a kid, you'd leave the door a little bit open. Just a
Fair enough. Yeah, I suppose I needed a little bit of light, but that was mainly just to see. I mean, like, as fair. In if I needed to get out of bed, it wasn't like the darkness, because I sleep a lot better in like just pure darkness.
Yeah, I get
but,
that.
No, I like a little bit of the door open.
Hint to something going on.
Yeah.
I've never had that issue. I've never been nervous at the dark at all. And last night I was in the house on my own, and I don't know if it was the storm or if I was just extra tired. But I went to bed, I was like, I really need to make it look like there's people here.
Yeah.
It was so weird, and this has never happened to me before. I left a lamp on in the sitting room. I left the landing light on, and that light does come through the cracks in the door. And for some reason, I left the bathroom light on. And then it actually did the opposite, because this morning when I opened my bedroom door, I was like, what's going
Who's
on?
Who's home?
Why is it so bright in here?
It's like Blackpool Tower in here.
It was so strange. I don't know what came over me. It's like it's never been a fear of mine before my whole life. And then all of a sudden, it came over me last night. I was like, I need to make it look like there's a serious party going on in here.
That's
I'm on
so
my own.
Funny.
Weird, isn't it?
You're very close to start getting those timed lights.
No!
Do you remember them? When you go away on holiday, Callum has them. Of course he does.
Of course he does.
I have them, but they're Alexa lights. They're not like those ones where you have to put the little pins in. So it's set up on... It is set,
you live in an apartment. Like, no one's scaling your building.
You never know. Who knows? There could be a Spider-Man burglar out there or anything.
Yeah, my granny used to always have them. And it's cool because you would just be so like... They come on at like 9 and come off at 5 or whatever, isn't it?
Oh, you'd have to set them for like 13 minutes past 9.
If they come on
for 9, it's like, nah, that's a time.
But my Alexa ones, this is how far into the future we are. It comes on at sunset and it turns on at sunset.
Yeah.
So when it starts getting dark, it will change every night.
No.
So who knows when the light's going to come on?
That's crazy,
man.
That is
interesting. And also grim, because you know when your light comes on, you're like, oh my God, are the evenings that close? They'll be on at 4 o'clock in no time.
Crazy.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Not even as like a challenge or anything like that, but Emma, I think it would be of great benefit to this show if you just watched all the Harry Potters. So
really?
So get you to care about this kind of stuff. Because... We are returning to Hogwarts for a new series this Christmas. And my God, they're really squeezing every last drop they can get out of Harry Potter, because this is insane. Now we have on Discovery, it's a new baking competition, Harry Potter Wizards of Baking. I'm seeing talk about milking it till it's dry. Bone dry.
Barely remember my consciousness when Harry Potter was out. I remember my second cousin reading it, and that is like a memory that could be a dream. It was such a long time ago.
It's so good,
though. It's like 20 years ago.
I really do think you should watch it. The show is going to debut, not the baking show. I think you should watch Harry Potter, because then you'd be on board with things that we talk about on the show, right? On November 14th, it's going to debut on the Food Network. So I don't know if anyone has that, but it's described the Harry Potter Wizards of Baking competition as groundbreaking series that blends legendary storytelling and fantastical edible creations in a never before seen competition that will have audiences at the edge of their seats.
Really?
It's a baking show.
Honestly, Bake Off, like this OG Bake Off, is where people go to relax.
I love
Bake Off.
Not to
be on the edge of their seats.
I love Bake Off. I'd never be on the edge of my seat ever. And you're saying this brand new show is going to make it? Now, the only thing is, it's going to be hosted by James and Oliver Phelps.
Swimmers.
No. Very good guess, though. They played Fred and George Weasley in the Harry Potter film. So
that actually wasn't a joke. I thought the Phelps were out.
Yeah. No, that's Michael Phelps.
Right.
James and Oliver Phelps play Fred and George Weasley in the Harry Potter films. They're twins and they're very, very cool.
Okay.
They were asking in an interview, someone asked them, they're like, and like, you're real twins in real life. And he's like, no, we just showed up to the audition and like I met him for the first time.
Found my like identical
Yeah, literally. Just my doppelganger. So it's a 6-episode competition. It's going to be judged by Carl Carla Hall and Joseph Youssef, and some very special guests as well. Warwick Davis, who plays Professor Flitwick. Ivana Lynch, who's from my neck of the woods, from Drogheda. Luna Lovegood, she plays. And Bonnie Wright, who plays Ginny Weasley. So I love the description on this, right? Each week, the culinary artist will design eye-popping creations, not only to tantalise the taste buds, but that also offer surprising and enchanting visual elements. I say again, it's a baking show.
Yeah, I know. What more can you get out of this? I'm happy that the Harry Potter people are involved. Otherwise, I was like, where's the connection, really?
Yeah.
But they're really getting the D-list characters, aren't they?
The budget will be. Yeah. I think, yeah, the budget probably isn't great on the D-list characters. Yeah, they're not going to get Harry, Ron or Hermione, are they?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They're not going to get
them. Now anyway, though?
I say Emma Watson's just doing her own thing. I haven't seen Harry or Rupert Grint or Daniel Radcliffe or Rupert Grint in ages. But at the end of the competition, the winner is going to be handed the Wizards of Baking Cup and will have the opportunity to appear in a new Harry Potter cookbook. Great. It's all getting a bit too much, to be honest. We had the 10-year reunion a few years ago. That was fine, and it would have been enough, I think. But we got a new TV series coming up in a few years or next year or something of Harry Potter. The Fantastic Beasts movies were apparently terrible. I never watched them, but they were reviewed really, really poorly. In 2021, they had Harry Potter Hogwarts Tournament of Houses, where super fans of Harry Potter franchises answer trivia questions about the universe, basically. Mm. And in 2019, they had Harry Potter, a who's who of the wizarding world, from Voldemort to the boy wizard himself. Someone sorts through the greatest witches, wizards, muggles and magical creatures to appear in the Harry Potter. I'm so bored.
Question. No problem, I've noticed, is with something like Harry Potter, you're going to get new fans coming on board all the time. You've got
five-year-olds
watching for the first time, or whatever age you need to be, maybe a little bit older.
That's fair.
So it's never going to go away, Dave.
No, it isn't. I'm all right with that, but just stop with the crap.
I'd like a Harry Potter gardening show.
Oh, well, there we go. See, you're the reason they're making it.
I'd be curious.
For God's sake.
Dave, I want you to be very honest here, and this does not reflect badly on you whatsoever, because...
Oh, it sounds like it's about to.
Well, listen, I'll put my hands up on this as well. Do you think this morning when you left home there is any underwear that have been worn by you on your bedroom floor?
No, there isn't. I know well there isn't. I'm too much of a clean freak to let that happen.
I'm going to be either in my wash bag or already downstairs in the utility room with the other stuff
or in
to be washed.
Or in your drawer where the
no,
clean
I'm talking
ones
about used ones.
Oh, used ones.
Yeah,
used. Oh, yeah, yeah. No.
So, no. Okay, there's nothing hanging around in your floor right now.
No.
Okay, the same question to you listening. Do you think there's any underwear that you haven't had a chance to put into the wash bag yet, or maybe you're rushing last night getting into bed? If so, you're going to have a terrible day at work, because I'm going to freak you out, make you overthink this all day.
Oh no.
Why? Here is the headline. Probably the best headline I've ever read.
Go on. Give it to me.
Randy bum-biting spiders set to march into homes and mate in our dirty pants.
Yeah. About 700,000 people just switched off the radio.
Randy bum-biting spiders mating in dirty pants. Gross. Excellent headline, though, it must be said. I'd say whoever wrote that got a bit of a cackle off that. So essentially, they're all coming in to the homes. They've been outside with their webs for the last few months, getting chilly now, and they want to come in, and it's the time of year where they want to get busy, if you know what I mean, and start breeding. And they've warned that what they love to climb into the most to have a bit of whoo-hoo-hoo is crumpled clothes left on the floor.
Why?
Particular, because it's probably...
warm and moist.
I didn't want to say that.
You cannot under any circumstances blame me for using that word. Look at the story you're bringing to the show.
I didn't want to get into the intricacies,
because that's gone over the line, was it?
Yeah. They want to make babies in dirty knickers, and they said that the creepy crawlies make a beeline for the... Oh no, sorry, actually, can I read that line? It's absolutely disgusting. Okay, hand on the dial. This is gross.
This whole thing has been gross.
Creepy crawlies make a beeline. This is disgusting. For the crotch of smelly, dirty knickers.
Ah, nice.
As they hunt out warm, dark breeding grounds. Gross. An expert was talking on this, saying if you don't pick your clothes up off the floor this autumn, don't be surprised if spiders crawl inside. Expect a very scary surprise, or even bite in the bum.
I don't think there's a chance that this is in Ireland. It must be.
This is in the UK, darling.
Yeah,
UK and Ireland.
It's the UK. Yeah, but like
come here.
No, that's English spiders. No, they're just more different. They're weird.
They're more into bras in Ireland.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's too weird. I don't understand this. But I will say this. Talking about germs and things like that, you know, when you get out of bed in the morning, you're not supposed to make your bed instantly, because all those little germs and stuff, you need to air it out. Yeah, because all those little germs and stuff like that, thrive over
in the
heat. So if you're putting the blanket back over,
and you've been a little bit sweaty overnight,
then you got some guests that later that night.
Again, if you're freaked out by this, sorry, but the pest control experts think that each home has an average of 40 spiders constantly living in it.
I always wondered that. Mm. How close am I to a spider in my house?
Yeah, think of the attic. Think of everywhere. Think of the corner. Think of behind your wardrobe that you never see.
Yeah.
Probably someone's home. 40 spiders in each gaff. Luckily, I'm not afraid of them. I like your daddy long legs. I think they're lovely.
And
that number doubles in September. So we're in September. You're looking at 80 spiders currently in your house looking for your knickers.
Oh my God.
The advice, if there's any positive to be found in this horrendous story, is they say always shake out your underwear before putting them on. Especially if they've been piled on the floor, even the cleanies back from the washing.
This makes me just want to buy new underwear every single time I wear them.
The last thing you want is a spider in your most intimate areas.
Look, we've done a lot of things on this show.
That's probably
over
one of the worst
2 years. That is without a doubt the worst thing we have ever done. I would like to start our three-part apology by saying thank you for listening and thank you for supporting us over the last 2 years.
Yeah, it's been fun. I think the use of the word randy, bum, knickers, spiders and moist was probably the final straw.
You brought this story.
I thought it was I thought it was an excellent headline. And then before we went down, I went, oh no, I'm not sure about this. Anyway, keep it. Pick up your dirty niggards so the spiders don't get in.
Good show.
DOD, that's some days. Here with Emma, Dave, and Aisling here at Spin, your number one hip music station.
It's supposed to be someday, apparently, this week. It's supposed to be nicer.
It makes much sense there, Dave.
It does. It's going to be someday, like.
It's going to be someday this week.
It's someday.
For the week, like.
Yeah, but it's going to be Sunday at some point this week.
It's going to be some week.
It's going to be Sunday. Anyway, this week on the show, we're teaming up with Super Value to celebrate dinner time well spent. Don't waste dinner time eating mediocre food. Mm-mm. Make yours at dinner time well spent with the best fresh ingredients and expertly prepared meals from Super Value.
Each day this week, we have a €200 Super Value voucher to be won. And essentially what we did there a few minutes ago was we played you a clip of one of our friends or family telling you a story about one of our dinner times. So a time we cooked for them or ate with them.
Yeah.
And your job was to figure out who they were talking about. Was it me, Dave, or Aisling?
Who have we got?
This morning, Hayley thinks she knows. What are you up to this morning, Hayley?
I just dropped the kids to school.
Okay. What's your plan now?
I'm going to get a coffee in peace.
Lovely.
Oh, the dream, yeah. Hayley. Sounds like a great day.
What's that feeling like when you know they're gone for a good few hours?
Oh, just the best feeling. Yeah. That weekend I had with them, it's just the best feeling.
What coffee are you going to get, Hayley?
I'm going to get a white mocha in Starbucks.
Go on, girl.
White mocha. Go on, you good thing. Yeah. I like it.
Hayley, all this week on the show, we're teaming up with Super Value and we'd love to sort you out with the €200 Super Value voucher. What you're going to do is try and identify which one of us this person is talking about, Emma, Dave or Aisling. You heard a story there about one of our dinner times. Have a listen to the statement again that you heard. One sec.
Cooked us a beautiful meal, but he did not have any vinegar in the house. And I have vinegar with absolutely everything. I love it so much. I couldn't believe he didn't have vinegar in the house. So our only real option was to call the local chipper and they had the vinegar delivered on its own to the house for our meal. Such a good memory though. We had such a good night and it was delicious.
Ooh, okay. Hayley, who do you think that person is talking about? A dinner time with Emma, Dave or Aisling?
Emma.
Why do you think Emma, Hayley?
I know. I follow her. I know her voice.
You know who that person is?
I think it's Eve Murphy. Eve Murphy.
Okay, let's find out if you're correct.
Hi, my name is Ave Murphy and I'm Emma's best friend.
Hey! She had to get the full name in there, didn't she? Hi, I'm Ave Murphy. You know, of the Murphys. Yeah, I'm the Ave.
Listen, Hayley, well done. You've won yourself a €200 Super Value voucher.
Brilliant, thank you.
I will never forget, just a side note, the look of disappointment on her face when we sat down for the meal and she was like, where's the vinegar? Like, literally, avian
That's
vinegar.
So funny.
She literally put vinegar on toast. Like,
that's
it's
so
weird. So we literally rang the local chipper because we'd had a few drinks. So
Blah would never.
Hayley, thanks a mil, pet. Have a great day. Well
Thank
done.
You so much.
See you later, Hayley. Have a great day.
Bye. Look at Dave having all the Ave and
Did
Blow
Did I get that
banter.
Right? I got that right, didn't I?
Ave and Blow. Oh, Blow would never.
Blow would never, right? I got it. I'm cool. I'm with the influencers. Yeah.
Everybody thought that was you, by the way.
Everyone thought that
90% of the entries there thought that that Ave was or the person was talking about you.
Why?
Probably just any mention of a takeaway screen.
This is Dave. Oh, it's got to be Dave.
As soon as you mention vinegar from a chipper, it's like, oh, it's got to be Dave.
Interesting.
We'll give you another chance to win a 200 euro super value voucher and hear from another family or friend tomorrow morning on the show before half past seven. Counting Callum's fingers. Here's Dua Lipa, Illusion on Spin.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.